The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, find out how the pain of people struggling to survive has motivated others to look beyond their own needs and reach out to a world literally dying because they lack a basic essential of life.
The very thing that is supposed to sustain life can be the very thing that's taking his life.
You can be the answer for someone in need. Next on Life Today.
I want to welcome you to this special program. I'm James Robison, and Betty is here with me. I just wanted to say something to you in a very direct way, even as I open. I experienced, personally, a year ago, one of the greatest battles of my life, for my life, and we had just come out of a battle with our daughter, Robin, fighting cancer, a very deadly form of cancer, and the incredible miracle of her healing and my healing and just the subsequent victories. And the battle caused me to recognize that so many people are in a battle. And I wanted you to know that God, He cares about you. And I just have to tell you that I really do believe there's something to noticing the need and pain of others and seeking to make a difference, that in the most amazing way seems to bring the miraculous intervention of God, whether it is comfort or healing. You know, Betty, when I see our friends and we hear from the greatest prayer request is for health issues. And I realize that really, in my opinion, and we've shared this when we talk about what God's taught us about taking care of ourselves, and I've had a lot to learn in that area, that the church ought to be the leader, not just in praying for healing, but in divine health, that we ought to inspire people to take care of their health. And so whenever people tell me they've got a challenge, whether it's their health or whether it's financially, my heart goes out to them. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe that there's something about caring, you know, about the need of others, that as Isaiah 58 says, if we really, really care about the suffering, God answers us and our cry, and He does something in our life. There is something about, you know, people looking beyond their need and caring about others that seems to have a positive effect on us and our need.
Something, James, about giving out of the well of life that God has instilled in us when we come to know Him. Something about pouring out Himself through us, His vessels, and it's just automatic to me, James, that God's going to respond to us in that way too. The moment that we give of ourselves, we give of the Lord and what's in us, He's going to restore that in us again, and we always come away more blessed.
Well, we've been sharing for years that we really are, as believers, a river, a channel. Jesus said it clearly, that when we really trust Him and we receive the fullness of His Spirit, that out of our innermost being flow rivers of living water. That means that coming out of us is literally the essence of life, not just the expression of life, but the essence of life. And this is His promise. What we receive, freely you've received, freely give. Release it. Now, I'm as directly as I know how telling you this. We care about your need. But if we care, how much more must God care? He does. And He wants to meet your need. Father, I'm praying you will meet the need of every person watching. I'm praying that every challenge they face, God, you will show them the way out, and you will show them that in them is a river that must be released. In Jesus' name. Now, here's what I'm asking you to do. I want you just to look through the eyes of Jesus and ask Him if there is some place He wants to flow the river of His life and His love through you. Is there some dry, thirsty land a dry, thirsty, barren life, drought-stricken, disease-ridden, defeated, oppressed, beat down, and God wants you to lift them up. I shared with you that in my journey, in my battle against staph infection, when I was too weak to do anything but listen, God showed me, and if you haven't gotten in that chapter on your own and looked at Isaiah 58 and how you can be a well-watered garden and an ever-flowing spring, and see how God answers our prayers when we meet the needs of those around us. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I want you to listen to the heart of God literally expressed through a woman. You talk about challenge. This precious girl, this gifted musician, Tammy Trent, lost her husband to water. Incredible. But how God showed her the way of life and how giving life filled the emptiness in her own life. Listen to her. And by the way, you and I together can release the river of God's love and life to others. Listen to this.
Our mission teams have traveled around the world from Africa to Asia to South America to Central America. And that's what I'm doing here in Eastern Europe with the Life's Missions team. The heartbreak for me, being on this trip the last couple of weeks, is going into these villages and spending time with the children and seeing how the water source that they have surrounding them is literally killing them. With every sip they take, they are drinking death. And this is what they're using to drink. I mean, they're drinking this stuff. It's just the smell, if you could smell this right now, it's just absolutely, it's like sewage water. They are basically drinking sewage water. Seeing the families that we've seen and hearing the stories that we've heard, seeing firsthand for myself how this water offers them death, basically. There is no life in this water.
Now, I want you to take a look at this water, Tammy, and see if you would dare drink it.
I cannot imagine anybody having to drink this water. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. What a reminder to me that even 8 years ago, how water had represented death, where I remember sitting on the edge of the water with my husband, Trent. And I'll never forget that day for me standing on the edge of the water in his scuba diving outfit, ready to go on the greatest expedition of his life. I remember waving goodbye to him. And I had no idea at that moment that that'd be the last time I would ever see him again. He slipped into the water and he was gone. At that moment, water represented death to me. I have seen firsthand that the difference this ministry can make in the lives of hundreds of thousands, millions of people all over the world. The water that Life Outreach International can bring to these people by coming in and drilling them a well that will give them fresh, clean water. This to me now represents a whole nother story. This to me now is water that gives life. What a difference for me. What a trip for me. What a reality for me. Thank you. Thank you, Life Outreach, for bringing water that gives life.
Boy, you talk about God meeting the need of a broken heart. I talked about the challenges in our life with our daughter's battle with cancer and mine with staph infection just in the last couple of years, and how God, He filled our hearts even in the battle. But you think about a girl that lost such a wonderful husband, just went out in the water. And he was a professional. I mean, he was a swimmer. Gone. But did you hear the fullness and adequacy of God to answer her heart cry? Did you see the focus that Tammy Trent had looking where God's looking and not caught trapped, held captive by our own pain or challenge, but rather releasing this ever-flowing river. This is what we're asking you to do. Well, wait a minute, it's what God asks us all to do. It's what we at Life Outreach have done with the family of faith, with believers from all over the world and caring people, some who don't even claim faith. They just see human need and they want to meet it. How much more should people who know God, the God of love, want to give love? How freely should we release this life and love of God? This is what we're asking you to do. There's a telephone number there on the screen. You notice it's an 800 number. Love pays for it. Love makes that available to you. But right now it's available as literally a lifeline to release that river of hope and life to someone else. To release in faith what God has entrusted to us. And to say, I want to make a difference in someone else's life. God says when you relieve the oppressed, when you don't hide from those in need, you meet the need. You meet it out of compassion and love. God will answer. God will make you a well-watered garden. That's a fruitful garden, a beautiful garden, and an ever-flowing spring. Continually receiving, like a river, and rivers release. They don't become a storage point, a reservoir. Would you help us drill a water well? We're committed to drill 415. Would you drill one? Would you give 10 people water the rest of their life? $48 will do that. The need is so great, and yet the answer so simple. Watch this. There'll be a phone number there. You see it? Write it down. And say, you know what? I'm going to release love toward the need I see. Watch closely. Let me tell you, there are people who see those scenes and run from them. Boy, that rips my heart. I run to them. There is something inside me, Betty, that says, run to it. A drowning child, a burning building to get people out. There's something inside that says, run to it. I wrote about racing Jesus to the side of the suffering. Racing Him. There's something inside of us as believers that should cause our heart to leap toward the pain, not turn away from it. I can't stand to see it. Can't stand to see it. We can correct it. You know, there's some things we see, some problems, and there's not a thing we can do about it. But this is a problem we can solve.
We can, James. And you know, as I was watching, man, I saw the dirty, filthy water, the disease water that's going to take the life of quite a few children if something's not done. It's the water of death. But James, then I think about the water wells, and I think that's the water of life. You know what? It depends on the source. And we can be the source. With the drilling of the wells, we can make the difference and give these children an opportunity to live.
Would you just go to the telephone right now, please? If your heart was breaking, and I mean, I opened the program letting you know, we care about you. God cares about you. God wants to express His love and heart, however, through us. We don't just sit and wait. We become the release of the river. And there really is something about finding relief in the release. You know, when we weep with those who weep and can rejoice with those who rejoice, we don't get stuck in our own pain. Rejoice with those who are blessed. We do. But we weep with those who weep. It's two-sided. You do both. You're not stuck anywhere. We're asking you to dial the number that you see on the screen. I'm asking you to dial it right now. I mean, I've often said run to get to the phone. Take your bank card and say, you know what? I'm going to use this to do one of the greatest things I'll ever do in my life. I'm going to release the river of God's life. I'm going to release it toward others the way I want God's life and the river of His adequacy released toward me. I'm going to release what's been entrusted to me, however meager it is. And Jesus said the greatest gift ever given was the widow's mite. She gave what she had. That's what she gave. She was led to do it, not manipulated, led. That's how you release it. You just freely become a channel of blessing. Would you dial the number? Take your bank card, make the best gift you can. If you can drill a well, boy, what a joy. People say it's one of the most exciting things we ever do. It costs us $4,800. That's the average. Some places a little less, some a little more, but the average over the year, $4,800. Perhaps you could give half of that amount, $24, and pray someone joins you, or $1,200, pray three people join you. But keep in mind, $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. That's what that gift will do. We want to send you incredible, beautiful bronze that talks about the Father's love and His heart. We want to send that to those of you who will make a special gift to help us drill those wells. Would you go to the phone? Would you use your bank card like a check? You write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're mailing. Or you can go to lifetoday.org and go online right now and make that special gift. Release the river. Isaiah 58, God's got a promise for you. He'll answer. You'll become a well-watered garden. You will become an ever-flowing stream, a river of life. Release it. Thank you for making that call. God has promised to bless us as we bless others, and what a privilege it is to be a blessing.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is that there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. The suffering can end because clean water changes everything in life. With your support, we will drill 415 new water wells in remote villages in 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will reach 15 people, and $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. In appreciation for your gift to help drill these new wells, be sure to request the Kingdom Life Journal. This beautiful leather-bound prayer devotional includes both Psalms and Proverbs, as well as a place to write your own reflections as God speaks to you through His Word. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the journal as well as our beautiful commemorative bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Precious children just like these two in front of me and the ones behind me, they use a river like this to play in, to bathe in, and unfortunately, if it's their only option, to drink from as well. And yet the beauty of this story to me is that I know a simple answer that could change everything for these little ones, and that would be to come into their villages and to be able to drill them a well that would give them life-giving water for the rest of their life, clean, fresh water. But I can't do it by myself. I need your help. Won't you please go to the phone or go online and help me help these children and millions of children just like these all around the world by providing them fresh, clean drinking water.
Oh, I love that lady's smile. I'm telling you, that is so beautiful. Do you know that you saw many of those containers that were filthy, full of filthy water? You're the one who can take away that dirty water and give a fresh, clean cup of water. And you know, Betty, the missionaries are going to tell them about the water of life. You know, we've told you through the feeding outreaches, and I don't think there's any way to really count how many people's lives have been saved through the water. We just know cycles of death have been stopped. But over 10 million people that we know of through the missionaries' reports back have accepted Christ in those areas, and they tell us that when you give people water and you meet their basic needs, it's so easy. It opens the heart. It just makes the ground fertile to receive the seed.
It's a demonstration of the love of Jesus. You know, when they're hurting physically, they're so needy, you have to offer help for that need. And that's what we do. We get into their hearts through the help with the water. And you're such a part of that. And James, I just want to thank you so very much for loving and caring and sharing alongside us.
You know, that saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that really is true. And I think that they don't really want to hear about the love of God until they have seen the love of God. Really, we as Christians, Betty, one of the real problems we've got today is because we don't notice and we don't care. And we've been deceived into believing that power brokers and governments can take care of everybody. And there's no connection. There's no love connection. There's no responsibility, accountability. There's no sense of we can go somewhere. But we don't let governments, even in other nations, take our resources. We go directly to the people. We work with people who have hearts full of love. And we don't let people manipulate. We go right to the source, and it works. And that needs to be an inspiration by example that we set in all the advanced countries of the world, certainly here in the United States and Canada. Show the love of God. Demonstrate it. We're asking you to do that. Would you go to the phone right now? Would you do that, please? And dial that number. Listen, if you get a busy, just say, thank God others are calling. Either calling for help or they're calling to help. Would you make that call? Use your bank card, the best way you'll ever use it, as a life card. Let's give fresh water. Let's release the river of God's life and love. You will find tremendous joy in doing it. And you will find, as I've said over and over, and it's simply the truth, you want your prayers answered? Seek to be an answer to someone else's prayer. I'm living. Betty's joined me in this journey. We're living to be an answer to Jesus' prayer, that the family be one with the Father and one with each other, expressing His heart, putting His arms of love around a broken world. Thank you for making that call. Thank you for your gift. We got gifts to bless you, but you're giving the great gift of life, and we want to help you grow in your spiritual life.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is that there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. The suffering can end because clean water changes everything in life. With your support, we will drill 415 new water wells in remote villages in 15 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will reach 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. In appreciation for your gift to help drill these new wells, be sure to request the Kingdom Life Journal. This beautiful leather-bound prayer devotional includes both Psalms and Proverbs, as well as a place to write your own reflections as God speaks to you through His Word. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the journal as well as our beautiful commemorative bronze sculpture, Heart of the Father. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Betty, it breaks my heart to think about little children like this, so precious, coming here and living on the side of a dump, and this is where they get water, and it's disease-ridden.
And it's just water that can kill them. And they need some. They drink it, they swim in it, and everything alive walks through it, and we need to help them.
It's really pretty simple, but it takes all of us doing our part, joining together, to give not only a cup of water, as Jesus said, but a well of water. I pray you'll make that life-giving call today, and children and their families in so many parts of the world will receive a chance at life because of the love of God shared through you. We just thank you so much for your help and encourage you to keep sharing life, let the river flow freely, and how about telling your friends to watch Life Today. Check out my website, jamesrobison.net, commentary every week about issues for which we are concerned as believers. Thanks for watching. We enjoyed the time with you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.